Jesse?
As if. Oh, rain, go away.
Hello, this is Grant at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, it's Nick Scallion calling from Rapid Advance on Recorded Line. Sorry I missed your call there. Sounds like you were talking to my colleague, Jesse.
Yeah, I was. I was just talking to him about, the other deal I just sent in, and then he kind of told me about how your sales force works over there so I could have a better picture of, the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully we get some more business down here in the near future. What's going on with Prime Labels?
Okay, so yeah, I'm glad you called me back. The rep is looking forward to grabbing those financials, but she did want to talk ownership. There's not really any way to get an exception for the 50% here.
No, I mean, again, I said, exceptions can be made. This is an uncommon one. I mean, there has to be kind of I'm just worried. A lot of times when someone wants to stay off the documentation, it's for a reason.
Yes, and I wanted to ask for that exception because I'm going to give you the reason. So the one 50% owner is planning on buying out the other 50% owner using these funds, and then he'll be the sole owner. That's the intention. So I know that could be a deal killer, but that's what I learned from the rep, and that's why she's like, it has to be 50%.
I'm just thinking of ways that we could get creative on this.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, so OnDeck gave an approval even though there's only 50% ownership?
Yeah, that is their cutoff. It's 50% for them. So we fund deals all the time with just 50.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, like I said, they're a little bit crazy with their lending, you know?
What? Yeah, they're aggressive, all right.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I can guarantee that we would need something in writing, some type of like contract there or something like that. But that would be creative. I mean, that's something we could look at in underwriting. In terms of trying to get some offers together, I'm going to wait to try to put the offers together and talk about the ownership until we get those financials that we're waiting on.
Okay. Could you repeat that one more time? What do you think is the best process to go from here?
Yeah, so before I even go to management and discuss this, I want to get the financials and all the bank statements so that we have a good idea of what the file looks like. And then, depending on the level of confidence that management has with the file, then they could go ahead. And a lot of times exceptions are going to be made on files that management feels more confident about. So if it looks like a great offer, which on the surface with the information we have, I think it will be strong. But we want to fill in the missing pieces.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go over to my sales rep right now then and explain kind of where you guys are at, and hopefully she'll be able to grab those financials and explain this to the customer in a manner where they're really ready to move forward. So I'm going to do that actually right now after I hang up the phone with you. So.
Cool. Okay. That sounds good, Grant. I will be looking for the full 12 months of bank and then the 2015 and year-to-date balance sheet and P&L.
All right, yeah, those are the three things I'm going to request. So, on top of it right now.
All right, that sounds great. Look forward to hearing back.
Thanks a lot, Nick. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.